Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Many people think that when you leave this life, there will be a discussion about their fate. They hope things turn out all right, but nobody knows for sure. Such uncertainty is common in all religions, but is that how the Bible portrays it? As Moses travels to Egypt, the Lord gives him his lines. One thing he is to say to Pharaoh, quote, "Thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, my firstborn. So I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, indeed, I will kill your son, your firstborn." Exodus 4, verses 22 and 23. There it is, all up front. This will be the climax of a long battle of wills between Pharaoh and God. Pharaoh is allowed to choose his stubborn way. But in the end, God's will is done. As C.S. Lewis wrote in The Great Divorce, quote, "There are only two kinds of people in the end, those who say to God, 'Thy will be done,' and those to whom God says in the end, 'Thy will be done.' All that are in hell choose it. Without that self-choice, there could be no hell. No soul that seriously and constantly desires joy will ever miss it. Those who seek, find. To those who knock, it is opened." End quote. Anyone who takes the Bible seriously should have no doubt as to the two choices and the consequences. Here is a clear statement from the Lord Jesus. Quote, "God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light." John 3, verses 17 to 19. Believing or not believing, salvation or condemnation, light or darkness, you must choose.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.